This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Okay, but everyone already innately knows this.
Now, let's be clear. This is nuts.
For which I am solely and completely responsible.
Dude, what's your problem?
We came, we saw, we died.
Kill any man that you see. Like, kill any man that you see. Like, any swinging just kill him.
Just kill him.
These are demons.
You're a white male!
No,
you're a white man!
I hate that truth! I hate that truth! All the truth!
You know for a fact that that is a piranha. That is a demon-possessed creature.
Now, the Antifa rally. Sadly, that's not the only low light, because there are no highlights from this. That's not the only low light from it. That they also engaged in a rather interesting little chant, which, again, I'm going to tell you, embraces a large swath of the Democrat Party, even though these are radicals themselves. And I don't want to conflate the two too much, but the message here, although it may seem like it's coming from radicals, is really a larger message that's encompassing the Democrat Party in general. Play the chant about immigration. This one's even more disturbing. No border, no wall, no USA at all. Folks, again, I don't want to conflate the two on the violence side. The violence is definitely not epidemic within the Democrat Party. I want to be clear on that. And we should. We shouldn't stereotype like they do to us. Unfortunately, it is becoming an epidemic amongst the far left. But this position, no border, no wall, basically no borders, and they say at one point no USA at all, this is not a fringe position anymore within the Democrat Party. This is a position that's embraced, maybe not by a majority, but by a large swath of now Democrat voters. This is frightening. I believe, by the way, this is an issue that's going to drive moderate Democrats in Pennsylvania, swing states like Wisconsin and Michigan, out of the Democrat Party for good. This is who the far left component of the Democrat Party is. And unfortunately, they're pulling and pulling and pulling, and they're pulling the party further to the left of these insane positions like this. No border, no wall, no USA at all. Does that even make sense? What, I mean, have you even considered
In THX 1138, it's really a remake of the idea of a Brave New World scientific dictatorship. They resemble MPC memes.
I have a hard time concentrating.
You are a true believer. Blessings of this day.
Please forgive me.
Blessings of the masses.
Thou art a subject of the divine, created in the image of man.
In the
faith. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall.
Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, to quote Barry Goldwater. The president must pull out of the UN. He must seize that property. It is a criminal organization. If the president just continues to let them organize hundreds of millions of third world populations, the UN says they want 600 million in the U.S. in their own plan by 2050. If we put up with that, we'll be fighting a losing battle as they stream up out of Central and South America into Mexico and into the United States.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, already the 22nd day of October 2018, and we are less than 15 days out from this incredible election. If you're a TV viewer, you see that headline from the Associated Press posted at Breitbart. Donald Trump alerts military. Migrant caravan now a national emergency. He also tweeted that out this morning. Now, you may notice that other publications now have a similar headline. Growing invasion force overwhelms Mexican authorities, approximately 10,000 now, traveling through Mexico to U.S. southern border. Now, that's all today. This is Friday. My headline, I wrote this, national emergency, U.N. launches invasion of the United States using migrant caravan. That's Friday. Here's another one Friday and Saturday. UN crosses Trump's red line, launches immigrant invasion of U.S. You read the article, I say that it's 20,000. Pat Buchanan says migrant caravan is Trump's chance to stop third world invasion of the West. We're going to play that clip coming up at the bottom of the hour. Here's another one. Steve King, representative from New York, Congressman Steve King. Men from the most violent countries in the world are invading the United States. They're invading our country. They are just not wearing uniforms. What did I say on Friday? And it's not about how I'm right. It's about how people better listen to me and listen carefully. Because I have studied history, I've studied what the globalists are doing, I've studied the UN's own reports I'm about to cover, and they themselves say they're going to conquer nation states by organizing third world populations into caravans that smash over nations' borders, then the UN builds UN refugee centers to mass even more, and then launch into the first world. It's an exact plan. And if we don't recognize we're under attack, we're done. Europe has had 15 million, 80-plus percent military-age men flood in the last 6 years, directed by the UN, directed by Peter Sutherland, directed by Angela Merkel, directed by Barroso and all the rest of these traitors. It's a plan. It's a program. So I noticed on Friday when I had the headlines on InfoWars.com, and NewsWars.com, some people saying, oh, Alex, it's not a national emergency. It's not an invasion. You're just, you know, using big words. Let me tell you something. When you've got hundreds of thousands of people already mashed in Honduras that have been brought in out of collapsed South America. And this is just the first test group to send them up to the U.S. border. We know what's going to happen next. And by the way, second migrant caravan, new group rushes to join ranks. Deportees vow return to America. That's Fox News. They're waving foreign flags and burning American flags. These are hardcore leftists, paid and organized. WorldNet Daily has a story that is the best one out there on who funds these, and it's links to all their admissions, all their statements, and they're all listed. CARE, main funder George Soros, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment, Annenberg, MacArthur Foundation. It's all the regular players. It's all the NPR sponsors. There's the article. That's an article from earlier this year, and it gives you all the names and who the people are, and then you've got them playing dumb. Having CNN go, we fact-checked Trump. There's no Soros funding. No, it didn't come out of his bank account with his name on the check. It came through groups he funds. Judicial Watch got all the documents. So they just play stupid with everybody, and they're busting open a lane up to the United States, and they're using children as shields as they do it. And it is a classical military invasion. If you go back thousands of years ago, it would just be huge migrant hordes would just come into your area. And then they would take what you had. That's what Syria was in the last 6 years, was Islamic countries just getting together in big hordes and just marching into Syria and trying to take it over. And that's what happens in Latin America. Venezuela has collapsed. They're trying to invade Brazil and all their surrounding areas. Brazil's building a wall and put their military on it. Because if you have millions of homeless people with diseases and criminal records, some of them, coming across, it is a total weigh on your civilization, and it collapses things. And I saw articles where there's a woman with a wheelbarrow full of four kids saying, I'm coming up there to have the American dream and get on welfare, have everything paid for, and I'm pregnant, and my baby will be a U.S. citizen, and then I'll be taken care of. That will only collapse us, period. There's 7 billion people on this planet that are basically in third world areas. 6 billion, 800 million or so. And their numbers are about to be 10 billion here in about 10 years. Their population's ballooning. And they're all being taught by the UN and the Ford Foundation and by international media that America's evil, Europe's evil, you deserve it all, come there. And they don't want to lay down their flags. They want to burn American flags. This is the leftist culture. These are the people that can't get jobs. These are the people that have low IQs. These are the people that have chips on their shoulders in their own countries. They're the worst of collapsed Honduras and Nicaragua and San Salvador and Venezuela. They are the worst. And many of them are trafficking children. That was in the, even the Washington Post admitted, many children brought across by Obama in his last year of office were delivered and given to child traffickers and put into sex slavery. That's the Washington Post. So this country and this world and this planet is in a super high-level emergency right now. And they plan. Listen, we didn't stop the 35 million illegal aliens that came in from Mexico, which is first world compared to the rest of Central and South America. Oh, yeah. So don't tell me that we're not losing this war, that we're not under attack. That's what this is. But now they're going to open up UN-run migration lanes. UN directs it. The foundations fund it. Into the United States, and our own corporate media shows the images and says we have to accept them all and pay for everything. And Antifa and the left chant, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
No USA at all, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall. No.
And then they go on to say, mainline Democrat policy, abolish the Border Patrol, period. Have no Border Patrol. Mexico's got a border patrol because Guatemala's even way worse than Mexico. They give you 6 months to a year in prison for coming illegally, and now that's being blown away. That southern wall that they have has been swamped and overrun by a UN globalist-directed operation funded right out of Brussels, Belgium, and right out of New York City, and right out of Washington, D.C. And instead of sitting here and fighting with the big millions that are coming, just like they did in Europe, the same way they broke the borders down there, we have to pull out of the UN. We have to cut the funding. We have to have the IRS go after these NGO, leftist, un-American, globalist criminal groups, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, all of them. We need to see federal marshals with warrants SWAT teaming every one of these groups and SWAT teaming CNN. CNN is a criminal, un-American group lobbying to have American free speech taken, lobbying for collapsed borders, lobbying for the Chi-Coms to control the country who buy massive amounts of ads on CNN. They are clear and present foreign dangers, and we are in a national emergency. And these are outside collaborator groups like Benedict Arnold, guilty of treason. Now that is rhetoric. That's what's happening. We must respond.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In a historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. No Trump, no wall.
No walls, no USA at all. That's what they chant all over the United States. That's what the left does. That's the Democratic plan. They say no ICE, abolish ICE. Alexandria Cortez, abolish ICE. Nancy Pelosi says, yes, we should cut back ICE or even get rid of it. The idea that we even have a border that protects our national sovereignty, our land, our people. It's like saying, how dare you have doors on your house? But that's the leftist mentality. They've got walls, they've got security, but you're not allowed to even have a border. And now Mexico has collapsed under this. Mexico is now really a failed state. If they can't control their southern border, and they've got hundreds of thousands of dead, they are now officially a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, which Trump barred people last year from flying from those countries here because their passports aren't real. They're issued by imams. And he said, no, we don't accept passports from those countries because you're not safe. And they went, oh, my gosh, we can't have people with visas from Somalia and Sudan where they sell women into sex slavery and there's not even electricity in most areas. Then one of these guys shows up in another Muslim country, maybe Saudi Arabia or wherever, with a little piece of paper from his imam saying who he is and that he's allowed to get on your airplane, and then it turns out he's a terrorist, and that, God forbid, Trump should do something about that. And then we all breathlessly talk about how mean he is and how he takes little kids away from their mommies and daddies when they bring them across hundreds of miles of desert and their parents are dead. Yes, then some children get put in an area until they figure out who they belong to. Or if your five or six kids show up with some man and some woman, they know they're smugglers. They got to find out who they are. You're just supposed to, oh, come on into the United States. Hell, we don't stop you. Because until Trump got in, Obama had been doing that for at least 6 years. About 3 years into his administration, about 2 years in. Remember, he started it. So what did I say in the video I shot Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? I said the caravan is bigger than a couple hundred. They were saying it was a few hundred on Friday. I said it's tens of thousands. And I said others are going to join it to smash over wherever they decide to make landfall. And they're being funded and they're being protected. And you watch, like James Woods has said, it would take them 100 days marching 20 miles a day to get up to the U.S. border. But strangely, watch, you're going to see the caravan hit right around Election Day. Because there's a bunch of other caravans and other UN NGOs set up already on the California and Arizona border. They're two favorite spots to cross. And again, the Washington Post headline, children allowed in by Obama and given to aid groups trafficked into sex because they don't even know who the kids are. The dead of night, you come marching out, ages 17 down to newborns. You have no idea. In some cases, it's one adult with six or seven kids. And you just say, you know what? Get on this Democratic Party bus. Get on this Catholic charity bus. And then some of the kids get found dead later. Boy, I'm not surprised. So I'll say it again. Leadership is saying what's hard but true and raising the alarm. And I said on Friday, this is a military UN NGO globalist run invasion. And I said the president has to declare a national emergency to override the previous emergencies that are still in place that Obama's been using. And then as soon as he declares the national emergency, he can end the martial law. But that's how you override it and remove the stay-behind networks that they put in. Notice I've been talking about this for months and months, and now it's here. Trump is declaring the national emergency. He said in a tweet, I have told the military it's a national emergency. They haven't rolled out the details yet to the public because that's classified. But in the next few days, you're going to hear the official announcement, and the sergeant of arms is going to march in to the Capitol, and they are going to announce to the Congress an emergency message from the president. So we have a UN globalist orchestrated attack moving against our country. And what did Pat Buchanan say? Absolutely correctly. He said this is the number one issue in the world right now. He said this is the number one issue to our national sovereignty. It's the major issue in Western civilization right now. People keep asking, how did you know exactly how they do this? Because they did the exact same thing to Europe. Document cam shot, please. Folks, here is the United Nations couple hundred page report. Replacement migration is a solution to declining and aging populations. Yeah, but you don't want to replace it with the worst of third world countries, the bottom of the barrel. This is a UN report. It's the one that gets into the 600 million for North America alone in the next 30 years. This is their plan. So we know. And then you've got WorldNet Daily that did an exhaustive report with the hundreds of pages the Judicial Watch got in lawsuits proving Soros, the UN, all the names you hear, that PBS, everything. CARE. George Soros funded Open Society Foundation, MacArthur Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Corporation. That's them. But it's under UN auspices, and these countries all have treaties that open borders and migration is under UN control. Trump pulled out, Austria's pulling out, Italy's pulling out, Hungary's pulled out. Because the UN is in Interpol. Remember that the head of the Chinese deputy head of their navy was the head of Interpol until they arrested him 2 weeks ago. You understand? Interpol, the UN, that's the CHICOMs, that's the EU. They're in Interpol, they're in ICE, they're in the computers, they're in everything. They got the codes, people. They put spy chips in all the Apple phones. So when people who work for the U.S. government go in, they break into everything and steal it and send it back to Xi. They got so much of our money, they've built hundreds of ghost cities, hundreds. They've built the biggest bridge in the world, five times bigger than the Golden Gate Bridge, connecting Hong Kong and Macau, China, goes across the ocean. They have 10 times the helicopters, 10 times the tanks, everything, weapons, it got our money. We were all sold out on purpose, and all these idiots that hate Trump and hate InfoWars and hate nationalists are idiots. You are literally siding with the end of your economy, the end of your country, and the collapse of the nation. China doesn't let any illegals in. China executes Muslims and gays. I'm not saying do that. But the left loves them because they're allied with it, and this whole leftist program is a demoralization operation. We're under military attack, and Trump gets it. Paul Watson coming up.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here back live. Paul Watson's taken over because there's a lot going on in Texas, and we're going to have some surprise coverage of some things today. I'll leave it at that. You do know that down at the Toyota Center only holds 20,000 people. They've sold over 100,000 tickets. And there are lines as of last night around the block. We're going to have reporters down there covering it live. I wonder what reporter will send. So that's all coming up throughout the war room tonight with our amazing crew that's going to be hosting that. Owen should be back from Boston and the debates and things there today to be hosting that, but we're going to have Greg Reese, and of course we're going to have some of the other crew in there hosting today, but we're going to have our reporters from the ground at the Trump rally covering Antifa and all of it. But let's get serious, and I'm handing the baton to Paul. If you just tuned in, I said that Trump must declare a national emergency and that we're in a national emergency and that this is a foreign military attack by the multinationals and the UN. Pompeo and all of them have now come out and said exactly that today. Now, the globalists on the left keep getting freaked out and wondering why Trump says exactly what I say 3 days later. It's because we're following the same law, the same U.S. code, the same history, the same facts. And there's actually emergency plans in place if the communists were ever to take control of Latin America and use migrant waves as weapons, as a lot of Mexican officials and Venezuelan officials and Honduran officials are on record saying. Paul Watson wrote an article about it this morning that's on Infowars.com. Dealing with James Woods, pointing out that he thinks that there's going to be a lot of other migrant columns join it, that it's going to move much quicker and that it's going to be much bigger. Well, no kidding. You go back a month ago when they were massing thousands of people down there, they'd say a few hundred women and children are there, but many Americans won't let them in. China wouldn't let one in. So I looked at the crowds Friday and I said, that's tens of thousands. Well, now they admit it's 20,000, 30,000 other migrant groups suddenly popped up. Oh, they're going to be meeting other caravans that are waiting. They have a pre-planned route. And WorldNet Daily has the article about the groups and the leaders of the organizations that are all either UN officials or university professors that head up immigrant and migrant studies. Just like transgender studies means teaching men to cut their genitals off and that families are bad. Well, migrant studies means having no borders and world government. No borders. No walls. No USA at all. What is Antifa? They're almost all professors or government employees. That's a fact. This is the traitor group. So CNN wants to shut down Patriot Media. MSNBC wants to get rid of the First Amendment. They all lobby for it. They want to kill the president. They want to attack the White House with the military. God help us if they ever got control of it. But all they can do, though, is use the countries they already control, they already have enslaved, to hype them up, to brainwash them for months, sometimes years in the camps, with mental illness, diseases, criminal records, take the worst, laziest people, the bottom of the barrel of Latin America, the bottom of the barrel of the Middle East, and just pump it into Europe, pump it into America, pump it into Canada. Japan doesn't take one migrant. Saudi Arabia doesn't take one migrant. Communist China doesn't take one person, but oh, they all talk about how we're supposed to and how we're bad. There's no migrants at George Soros' house or J.K. Rowling's house, where she criticizes Paul. There's no migrants at George Clooney's house. There's no illegal aliens, invaders at the Vatican or at the UN building. So Paul Watson's going to take over right now. We're going to talk about, though, what do we do for solutions? You call Congress, you call the White House, you call talk radio, you get the talking point out there. Seize the UN property. They want to seize us. Cut all the UN funding. It's a dictator's club. Use real U.S. power to project freedom, not globalist enslavement. Go in and help stabilize these countries and these nations. The UN literally goes in as economic hitmen and try to collapse them and control them and then use them to exploit the next wave and attack us. You have the photos, the videos of them chanting, down with the USA in Spanish, and burning American flags. Hondurans paint swastika on the American flag, set it on fire, wave Honduran flags. Give us the finger. Because these are the leftists, these are the brainwashed, these are the globalists, minions. And as Pat Buchanan and others have said, and I want to play that clip later with Paul. It's on Infowars.com. There's an article about it. I sent it this morning. We have it. I never got a video list, but maybe I can get that. I did have a video list here. We have Pat Buchanan. Here it is. Here's Pat Buchanan.
And it enables Donald Trump to demonstrate that he's a leader on this issue. This is his issue, and he can take action to secure the borders and prevent what is really a third world invasion of the West.
And this is the big issue in our time. So Paul Watson's taking over. Please remember, I get so busy that I don't even plug. Without you, we're not going to be here. We have to end the big super mega sale because so many of the products, like X2, is about to sell out forever. We're down to the very last bit of that. Can't secure it anymore. Like the BrainForce Plus, last round of super male vitality, super female vitality, because it just costs too much. It takes too long to produce. for us to produce. It's a great deal right now. 50% off on all the supplements and store-wide free shipping. 35% off on My Patriot Supply. Super high-quality storable food at InfoWars Select. It's just private labeled of theirs, so we can lower the price contractually and get below MAP pricing. We need your support now more than ever. Thank you for your support. We're standing with the Republic. We're raising the alarm. We're first and accurate more than anybody else. And that's why the globalists hate our guts, because I study their battle plans more than they do. And I'm here raising the alarm just like you are. So whatever you do, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, amazing products, whether it's Bodies, Ultimate Tumic Formula, whether it is the Brain Force Plus, whether it's the Real Red Pill Plus, whether it is Secret 12, it's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up on it, buy it as Christmas gifts, and know you're funding you and your family's future in the fight for liberty. Bodies Ultimate Tumic Formula, 99% review on third-party sites. I appreciate Paul holding for 45 minutes while I've been ranting today, or 40 minutes, but I ended up coming in even though I was going to do something very important today that you'll know about later. But I just had to come on and talk about this because this is total history happening right now. And it's not extreme to say CNN's a foreign globalist power. It's not extreme to point all of this out. It's not extreme to say they're working with foreign powers to enslave and bring down the United States. It's not extreme to say that we have to have extreme measures to counter this and that this is a national emergency, because once they break through, just like Europe, Paul, tell people what happened once the first caravans of 10, 15, 20,000 got through. It became caravans of hundreds of thousands and millions, didn't it, Paul?
It became 2 million in Germany alone, Alex, and now there have been polls in Germany recently. And by the way, this is accelerating in Spain. I've got clips about that later. Polls recently in Germany where literally half the country wants to leave Germany now, mainly because of the fact that this is causing such huge crime.
That's right. Masses of Germans are fleeing to Eastern Europe now.
Yeah, that's the new safe haven for Europeans, basically. The thing about this migrant caravan is, I think even like the Trump administration was slightly behind the curve, because they were making noises that Mexico would do something to stop this. Alex, Mexico has been encouraging this for years. In fact, their president-elect, headline on InfoWars.com back in July, this is a socialist president-elect said this, New Mexican president told citizens to leave their towns and find a life in the United States. Not just Mexicans, but migrants from across Central America. He said, quote, soon, very soon, after the victory of our movement, we will defend all the migrants in the American continent and all the migrants in the world. He added that they must leave their towns and find a life in the United States. He emphasized that this was a human right we will defend. So now Mexican authorities are basically chaperoning all these migrants, offering them food, offering them shelter, as they make their way north.
And, Paul, I'm going to let you take over and do an incredible job hosting today. We're very honored to have you. And Pastor Brown coming up. But, again, exactly, Mexico is with the U.N. organizing this, then playing dumb and lying to President Trump. We have to understand this is a duplicitous U.N. plan. They're building U.N. centers in Mexico so that all of Latin America can invade. Paul Joseph Watson from London, the true tip of the spear, straight ahead. We told you it's a national emergency. It's been declared one. We told you. Next week's news today, InfoWars.com. Spread the live links everywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
So, President Donald Trump has basically called for a national emergency to be declared in response to this migrant caravan. Now, as I was talking about before the break, there's this whole narrative that came up over the past few days, which has quickly evaporated, and Trump's even drawn attention to it. But I think he was caught short, his administration was caught short, in thinking that Mexico had any interest in stopping this migrant caravan. Again, we flash back to the article from InfoWars from July. New Mexican president told citizens to leave their towns and find a life in the United States. This is what he said, their socialist president-elect, who is about to be inaugurated on December 1st, I believe. He said, and soon, very soon after the victory of our movement, we will defend all the migrants in the American continent. So he's not just talking about Mexicans. And all the migrants in the world, this is, of course, AMLO, their new socialist president, he added, immigrants must, quote, leave their towns and find a life in the United States. He went on to emphasize that was a human right we will defend, of course, in lockstep with the media, which continually claims that this is some kind of human right that they're exercising to illegally migrate into the United States. We also had Mexican Economic Minister Ildefonso Guajardo, who said 2 months after that, basically he threatened to use migrants as a leverage for trade agreements. He said, quote, if they, meaning the United States, do not treat us well commercially, they should not expect us to treat them well by containing the migration that comes from other regions of the world and crosses Mexico. So again, not just talking about Mexican migrants, talking about migrants from across Central America. He said, quote, or they should not expect to be treated well in collaboration with security issues in the region. So again, using the threat of migrants as a political weapon. We flash back to this, and we've got a video clip of this from CNN. Back in January 2017, former Mexican Foreign Minister Jorge Castañeda made stunning comments where he basically threatened to allow the flow of drugs into the United States to take the controls off the drug cartels as punishment for Donald Trump being elected. Let's go to this clip from CNN right now.
Do you think Mexico will retaliate? After all, Mexico is, most people probably don't realize this, Mexico is, I think, the second largest market for American exports.
Well, Mexico has a lot of negotiating chips in this matter, Farid, but it also has measures that we could take in other areas. For example, the drugs that come through Mexico from South America or the drugs that are produced here in Mexico all go to the United States. This is not our problem. We have been cooperating with the United States for many years on these issues because they've asked us to and because we have a friendly, trustful relationship. If that relationship disappears, the reasons for cooperation also disappear.
So again, the drug cartels will get free rein if that cooperation disappears, basically using the threat of letting the drug cartels flood the United States if Mexico doesn't get their own way. Their own president-elect said he would use migrants as a weapon, encouraging them to flood into America. So you see these reports of Mexican citizens giving them food, giving them water. The Mexican government is giving them shelter and now basically chaperoning them through the country. When everyone a few days ago was thinking, oh, Mexico will stop them, no, it won't. They've said the opposite on many occasions. Now, the other angle to this is, of course, in the article, James Woods asks, how has migrant caravan traveled so quickly? He tweeted this, and I went onto Google Maps and worked it out, and it's basically correct. Consider this, it's over 2,000 miles from Tegucigalpa, Honduras, to Phoenix, Arizona. Hard to believe that a bunch of people just randomly decided to pack a lunch and walk 2,000 miles to anywhere. Where is this mob sleeping, using bathrooms, procuring food and water? Well, of course, we know that Mexico's helping them out. We know that those Soros links groups are helping them out. One was actually arrested on Thursday in Mexico. He continued, this is James Woods, a conservative actor. The spontaneous mob would have to walk 20 miles a day for 100 consecutive days without rest to get here. That's over 3 months, and yet I guarantee they'll all miraculously appear at our border right at midterm election week. They're already through Mexico. Now, if you go on Google Maps and figure out how long it would take walking from Tegucigalpa, Honduras, to Phoenix, Arizona, if you walked nonstop 24 hours a day without interruption, which of course none of them are doing, it would take 35 days to make that journey. They've already made it up past Mexico in what, about a week? Now, of course, nobody's going to walk 24 hours a day. They're probably walking, what, 8 hours a day? So it's going to be treble that. So it's going to take a month. It's going to take, over 3 months. It's going to take over 100 days to get from Honduras to Phoenix, Arizona. They're already a good stretch of the way there. Who is helping them? We've seen reports of Mexican citizens helping them jump on their trucks and, you know, accelerate their journey. Who else is helping them? Alex mentioned this article. Hondurans paint swastika on American flag, set it on fire, wave Honduran flags. Give us the finger. Literally, they're giving us the finger. Now, the question is this. If these people love America so much, and this is how the media's portrayed it, of course, why, and they would risk their lives to get there, why are they also painting swastikas on American flags and burning them? These are the people demanding we open our borders. You can see the picture right there from the Associated Press covering the migrant caravan headed to the US. They also, in a separate image, give the finger. Again, this is Hondurans waving the Honduran flag. They're not waving the American flag. They're burning it. So should we just roll out the red carpet for these people? There's another quote also out of one of these Associated Press articles, which, by the way, they're getting heat for calling this army an army at this point. The left is more upset about the language being used by the Associated Press than the fact that 10,000 plus of these migrants are steaming towards the United States. They're more upset about the language being used to describe them. Kind of reminds you of how they got upset about Donald Trump calling bloodthirsty MS-13 killers who literally blow up children animals. That was politically incorrect. You can't call bloodthirsty drug-dealing criminals animals. That's wrong. So now we hear this out of the Associated Press. It says migrants marching north Sunday said they gave up on Mexico because the application process was too slow and most wanted to continue to the United States. So Mexico offered them this tacit refugee status, asylum seeker status, knowing they weren't going to accept it, knowing that none of them want to stay in Mexico because they don't want to work for peanuts, basically, and there's no welfare system in comparison with the United States. So they talked to one of these migrants who said, quote, "We're warriors. We got to get to the place we got to get to. We're going to keep on going and we're not going to stop." He said for Puerto, his name is Luis Puerto, that place is North Carolina where he has a wife and two daughters. He said he was recently deported from the United States after a brush with the law that he did not specify. So he literally was deported having had his wife and two kids there, two daughters. But it was just a harmless brush with the law. I'm sure it wasn't a horrific violent crime or anything like that. As we've seen in Europe when these people get deported and the left-wing activists literally board planes to try and stop them from being deported. We saw that in Sweden. We saw it in the UK recently. And there's an update on the Sweden case, actually, where it was literally a left-wing activist who stopped a plane from taking off to save this migrant from being deported. Turned out that he'd literally strangled his wife and kids with a power cord. They call it pathological altruism, but we'll get onto that later. When we combine this, when we compare this with what's happening in Europe. So you've got that. You've got another headline. Not only are these migrants literally, almost literally chanting Barack Obama campaign slogans, they're chanting, "Yes, we did," in Spanish. We have this, spotted T-shirt from Hillary-led group in migrant caravan marching to U.S. border. This is out of the American Mirror. Is Hillary Clinton's group Onward Together, at least in part, behind the caravan of Honduran immigrants bent on storming the U.S. border? That's a legitimate question. After one eagle-eyed YouTuber spotted a woman wearing a T-shirt she says was created by the leader of Onward Together. Now, this is an AFP photo, which is shown in this American Mirror report. A woman can be seen wearing the Future is Female shirt and a tan cap. Last year, Clinton declared the future is female in a speech, CNBC reported. So they're literally wearing Hillary Clinton campaign gear. They're chanting Barack Obama campaign songs as they march north into the United States. And again, James Woods questioning how on earth they've got this far, given that it would take over 100 days to get from that town in Honduras to Phoenix, Arizona, when they've already got, what is it, almost a third of the way there in just a week? Or even further. Absolutely incredible. It's not working out politically for the Democrats. We're going to get into that after the break. And whether this is benefiting Donald Trump as we head towards the midterms, now just 14 days out, and massive news on that too to come. This is the Alex Jones Show live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.